This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, welcome back to another podcast from South Canyon Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Josh, and Pastor Joel and Pastor Brent are here, and we want to spend a few moments talking about our Sunday night services, which meet during the school year. Those are Sunday evenings, first and third Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., and they go till about 7:15 p.m., and Brent, just give us an overview of what those evenings will be looking like and why people should come.
Most of the time in the Sunday night services, we will be focused on and we will be involved together in prayer, and I think that maybe is the very heart, or one of the things that are at the heart of what we want to happen on Sunday nights, for God's people to pray together. We've been going through the book of Acts, and we'll continue that series. And one of the things you see in the book of Acts is prayer, corporate prayer, God's people praying together. They were in an upper room. 120 believers were in an upper room when the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And so they were praying. And then after that, we read about them praying, and how God continued to bless, and the church grew. And a big part of how God was working in and through God's people in the book of Acts was through their corporate prayer. And so that's one of the main things we want to accomplish on Sunday night. So let me encourage you to come and to be a part of corporate prayer, praying together on Sunday evenings. I know I grew up in a church that had prayer meetings on Wednesday nights, and they, over time, at least in many of the places I've been, became something that wasn't necessarily always that encouraging or that helpful. I heard one guy say that prayer meetings can become an organ recital, and by that he meant people talking about a person in their family who had this particular organ, a liver or a kidney or whatever problem or this or that. And that's not to say that people's physical conditions are not significant. They are. And we do pray for God to heal the body, and we pray for people who have physical ailments. But we want our prayer time on Sunday nights to focus primarily on God's work in our church, discipleship, and community, and evangelism, and the things that God has called us to do as a church, as well as other personal needs. But we want to focus on those kinds of things together in prayer, because when we don't pray, we are de facto saying we can do this ourselves. When we don't pray corporately for God's blessing on the preaching of His Word, for God's to give conversions, when we go out boldly as evangelists and as witnesses, and to help us be bold witnesses, if we're not praying those things, we're in a sense acting as if, and evidently thinking practically, that we can and that we can't do these things ourselves. And ultimately, obviously, we can't. God's blessing, God's power has to be on us and in us and working through us for these things to have any kind of fruit.
Joel, what would you add?
The pastors recently got to listen to a great kind of webinar teaching session by a pastor on the topic of prayer. And one of the things he said that was striking was just prayer shapes the church by its presence or its absence. And he was talking about specifically within the context of the local church. We all have our own individual prayer lives, which are really critical and foundational to our discipleship and God hearing those prayers and responding. But there's something unique about when the church comes together to pray, as Brent was saying, corporately, and there's some time for that on Sunday mornings where the pastor or someone may lead in a prayer and the rest of the church is joining in that. But there's something about having that time on Sunday nights where it's a little more casual. We have a little more time just to talk about different initiatives, different ministries, missionaries, and so on. And then to have different people from the church to pray for those needs, and then the rest of those who are gathered agreeing with them in prayer. That's just really a big part of what we are supposed to be about as a church, what God calls us to. It's a great way to, get connected somewhat to kind of the heartbeat or the pulse of what's going on in the church and what we really want to be, just in prayer for and keeping in mind that are different opportunities and things coming up, and being able to partner together, maybe in other ways as well, but certainly just in supporting them, those things in prayer. So yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we're just always grateful for those times together.
As you think through our series through the book of Acts, if you were to study through there and look at all the times that there's an individual praying versus the times that the church is praying, you would have a hard time finding, there may be one or two where an individual is praying, but the vast majority of the prayer that's talked about in the book of Acts is corporate prayer. And I think we sometimes, as individualistic Americans, kind of have our own privatized walk with God, and that's good. That's important. That's critical, as Joel was saying. But it seems like the mighty works of God have always come in response to corporate prayer. That when God moves on a people to do something, He moves them to pray, and pray together. And then out of that begins to, like, I don't know that you find anywhere in the book of Acts where God doesn't do something without there being a move of corporate prayer first. So if we're serious about wanting to see our kids come to faith, our community come to faith, we're wanting to see real unity, we're wanting to see financial provision or physical healing or all those kinds of things, individual prayer is critical, but corporate prayer seems to be the means by which God initiates that. And it's not a magic formula that if we pray together, we'll automatically get everything we want. But it is a principle I think we see throughout Scripture, that God loves to see His people come together and plead with their Father for things according to His will, and that he loves to use that and work that way. So I guess all of this to say that we hope and pray that this becomes one of those key protected times in the life of our church where we gather to pray. We know Sunday evenings tend to be kind of, people tend to see that as a family time and that kind of stuff, which is fine. But we would really encourage you that maybe the best thing you could do for your family is for you to come and spend that hour and 15 minutes or so with us every other Sunday night in prayer. Like, maybe that's just as good as playing games or watching football or whatever things you typically do on Sunday nights. That maybe the best kind of thing there would be to have to be part of the church family. So I would just encourage you to not see that as taking from you, but as blessing you. And just by way of the evening, the way it usually works is we typically have a song or two that we start off with. And then we often have somebody, usually a younger guy in our church, that we see some potential ministry gifting in, particularly around God's word. And so we want to give them opportunities to handle God's word and to preach and to give feedback. And that's not something that just the pastors do, but the congregation itself helps recognize spiritual gifting, especially around spiritual leadership and the teaching of God's word. That's not just a pastor thing. That's a church thing. To cultivate that gifting and to recognize it and to affirm it and to refine it. And so we typically have some younger men in our church give some sort of mini sermon, and just for us to be edified, for there to be opportunity for men to grow in that gifting. And then we transition into a time of prayer. And we typically are throughout the week trying to assemble different things that we think we ought to pray about. We tend to not emphasize physical needs very much, just because we know that those are coming out in the life groups, and those are kinds of things that we can pray. We want this to be focused in on spiritual things, missionaries and evangelism opportunities and different events that are going on in our church for the sake of building up the body or reaching people for Christ. So we want to protect that time to be focused in very much on eternal and spiritual matters. And so anything else that you think people need to know about Sunday nights?
We do have New City Catechism for kids, so if you come on Sunday night, your kids would have an opportunity to be a part of that, where they would be learning some questions and answers. They would be learning the answers to some basic questions that will help them articulate clearly and biblically what the Bible teaches about who God is and Christ and His work and so forth, the gospel. So they'll be memorizing some answers as well as some texts, some verses that go along with those topics and those answers. So that's a wonderful time, and we want to make you aware that there is that opportunity and provision for that on Sunday night.
Yep, and that's for preschool through, I think, fifth grade. And my wife teaches that. Bree heads that up, and it's got a memorization portion, it's got a games portion, it's got a teaching portion, and then there's also nursery care for kids, babies and infants. And so we want to make that easy for you to come and to be engaged and involved. And yeah, would just really encourage you to put that on your calendar and make that a priority to come and be part of corporate prayer together as a church. So thank you again for your time in listening to this podcast. We pray that it encourages you. Let us know if you have any questions, and we hope to see you Sunday nights.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.